All right, well,
Yeah.
I'm going to cut that one out and let you know about my medical emergency over the weekend.
Oh,
Oh,
God.
David Marie, what the fuck did
So, what happened? I was driving home from Montreal late Sunday evening. Late. Like, I didn't get on the road to like midnight 30. So, Monday morning. So, I got back home like Monday morning at 3:30. Anyway, as I was, my usual thing is I stop in Plattsburgh. Plattsburgh is the jewel of the North, as everyone knows, in New York State. Jewel of the North, incredible. They have a mall.
Yeah.
It's one of those malls that has a Target but no Best Buy. So, it's kind of like a little weird. A little weird. Anyway, I
Fancy
stop in
mall.
Plattsburgh to fuel up and get snacks just to ride down. Because from Plattsburgh, it's like 2.5 hours. It's not a crazy drive. Dark, straight, no problem.
Oh, I'm not straight.
Here.
I was gonna say like me, but anyway.
Like Veronica, sort of. I don't know. Anyway, so what happens? I'm eating Starbursts and I'm going ham on these Starbursts because I'm like really tired. I'm like, man, I gotta keep like moving, doing something, etc. And so I'm chewing into a Starburst, and all of a sudden I feel my crown lift out of my tooth.
No.
It was like bunk. I was like, oh. So
No.
here I am. Bombing down 87, going like 78 miles an hour, maybe 75. I was taking it easy, which is like, I don't know, 340 kilometers an hour in Canadian.
No.
And no, it's more like 130 or something. Anyway, so I'm trying to fish my crown out of the mass of Starburst that I have. And
Oh
that's not easy, 'cause Starburst, man, when they get
those
going, it's
are
like taffy,
they have
you
a
know?
grip.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I know they have grip. I was like, Jesus Christ, because this is a permanent crown, right? So I was like, holy shit. Anyway, so I manage it and I work my crown out. I'm taking a look at it and it's like relatively clean. Relatively, I don't know. I'm not a tooth doctor. And so what I did, I finished the
Paging Rob
Starburst.
Suzuki.
So I got the Starburst, the rest of the Starburst off, pop it into my mouth and just back in there. And it was fine. Like, I couldn't get it out for the rest of the day because I called. So, Monday, yeah, today's Tuesday. So, Monday I worked and then I had a soccer game. So, I just had no time to do anything. So, today I finally called the dentist. I'm like, hey, oh no, yesterday I called the dentist, made an appointment for today to just get like the cement back in, right? And I do that. I was like, dude, doc, I can't get my tooth out. And guy's like, nah, no problem. Get some, the hooky little thing. It's like, bop. I was like, oh shit, that was really quick. Cement, smack. And then the hardest part was that he doesn't give you the puff balls. He gives you like it's like a soft cylinder of like cotton or something like that. He's like, okay,
Yeah.
put it here, and I want you to bite down as hard as you can for on that for 5 minutes. And we'll be right back. Bye. And I'm like, ugh. And that was really painful, like on my jaw. I was like, wow, this is really hard. Anyways, it was all good, free, and took like 5 minutes. Well, just as much time to get the cement in and, biting down on it. So
Wait, so it wasn't the hot lady dentist anymore?
I had a hot lady dentist, but this time I had the dude come in,
Oh, is he
the
hot?
guy.
Is he hot?
Sorry.
Objectively? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen m less attractive men in my life. Many times, this particular person, I'd be like, pass. As in passable. As in like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Habs lost to the Carolina Hurricanes 5.
Four.
3.
Two.
And 1.
One.
One.
Hello, world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames, messieurs, bienvenue, welcome to the happy hour.
As I mentioned, Habs lost to the Carolina Hurricanes because of Jesperi Kotkaniemi. The second time he scored at the Bell Center, mainly because he didn't have to worry about playing against any other player. Isn't that nice on the shootout? What's good about the shootout, which I'm very, very, very pleased with, is that Nick Suzuki is 5 for 5 on the shootouts this season. I think,
He is blessed.
of course, I should have looked this up, but I didn't. I think he is the only player in the NHL that's at 100% on the shootout, especially 5 out of 5. Some people have
I'm
like
sure he is.
one out of
I'm sure he
one,
is.
2 out of 2, 5 for 5?
Yeah, for sure he is.
I have to like do a deep dive in the NHL stats thing to see if he's still like the shootout dude. Because like that's not easy, because Svechnikov coming into this was 1 for 1. Then he missed, so he's now at 50%. Loser. Yeah, what a loser. Especially. Oh my god. So Suzuki draws the penalty on him, the tripping penalty in the second period, I think it was. And like Svechnikov like went like took a swipe at him with the ref there. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Why is the Carolina Hurricanes? Why are they such a scumbag team? I just don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway, my name's David Ogier. Yeah. I'm Glaucus123 on Twitter.com. Got that one right this week. Joined as always by Beth.
Hello, I'm at HIVERHYT on Twitter.
And Veronica.
Yeah. I'm at CHILE_Pepper on all of the platforms.
And we're the Happy Hour on Happy Hour, at Happy Hour on Twitter, Happy Hour Pod on Instagram, which was just updated tonight for last week's episode. You're welcome, middling masses. HappyHour.com and YouTube.com/HappyHour. Yes, Beth.
So as of tonight, Nick Suzuki has tied Jason Robertson of the Dallas Stars, and they both are 5-on-5 in the shootout.
Well, Jason Robertson is a piece of shit.
No, he's also Asian. He's also Asian.
Damn it. All right, I gotta go.
They call him Robo. He's also honestly adorable. I do not really follow the Stars, but I love me some Robo.
Okay, I've got to look him up. Dave's gone. It's just you and me.
Dave said, fuck
this. I was just reading an article today about how Asian Americans are slowly shifting to the right because of crime concerns and the overall violence against Asian people. And I'm contributing to that with my white supremacist ideals.
Shifting to the right?
Yeah, politically.
Because of crime.
And Latinos, same thing. So good luck, progressive Democrats, always attracting the, you know, college-educated white folks and not caring about the minority folks, even though it seems that, you know, white supremacy is, or rather not that, but just supremacy in general is more popular to the people of that ilk. Who would have thought? More importantly, so what's his name? Jason Robertson? Is he like a kiddo? I don't remember him.
He's younger. He's 23. He's 23.
Old man.
He was drafted, don't know.
Probably in, I don't know, 2018, 2019.
Probably. But he looks like a little baby guy.
Well,
like,
yeah, he's Asian.
Oh, yeah, he looks like a baby.
Yeah. I mean, he's a nice, cheerful guy. I haven't heard anything bad about him, and watching him is fun. Like, he just is excited to be there, and he plays good hockey.
Yeah, I don't hate Dallas.
Yeah, I just don't like Jamie Benn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jamie Benn. Yeah. However, and Tyler Seguin as well.
We love Tyler Seguin.
We like Tyler
Seguin. Yeah. Kneeled.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tyler
Seguin kneeled. Also, he looks delicious, objectively.
Yeah, very handsome.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who's not handsome? The Minnesota Wild, who refused to wear pride jerseys again.
What the hell happened?
Organizational... the decision on that, which makes no fucking sense.
They're just like, oh, well.
If the Rangers can do it, we can do it.
Yeah.
And wasn't it like a last minute thing?
Yep.
And so
I was just reading about it today, I guess.
What about like all the LGBTQ people that were going to the
fuck
game?
That's what they said. They said, fuck them. And now they're not raising the money that for charity that was going to be raised by the jersey auction.
They're not doing that either?
I don't know why. I don't think so, because the players didn't wear the jerseys. That's the whole point.
Oh, let me do a Google.
That's like the draw-in.
Such fucking...
It's stupid.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Wild online auctions. Let's see. What do they got here on the NHL website? Zero, I guess. They have like nothing auctioned. Yeah, custom warm jersey was signed and auctioned off starting March 7th. So they're going to sign them and auction them off, but they're not wearing them. Mm. How quaint. Oh. Oh, representation matters unless you're playing for a North American sport.
Yep.
Okay. So the Habs had 5 games since the last time we recorded. This most recent one against the Hurricanes ended in a shootout loss. I'm sure the Tank Commanders are thrilled with that. Good for them. The Habs had a pretty... What's that?
They're still probably mad that the Habs got a
bad. Oh, yeah, they're going to be bitching and moaning all the way until the draft. Habs are right now 6th worst team in the league and 5 points above Arizona, I believe, if I was looking at that right. Yeah, 5 points over Arizona.
NHL takes a while to update.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah, they might be now 6. Yeah. Nope, yeah. Overtime loss. There it is. No, it's okay. It's okay. Wow, you're usually right. I'm actually shocked it was up to date when I looked just now.
Yeah.
So there's that. It was the 64th game of the season, which means we have 18 games left.
19.
Yep.
19? 18?
18.
18.
Yep, yeah. 18 games left. Everything ending on... Oh, shit, April. Let me see. April the 13th. It's running a little long this season, I think, for some reason.
No, that's about right. That's back to normal.
Oh, really? I always thought it was like early.
Last week of the season is always around my birthday.
Okay. I always thought it was like early April.
The only reason I know.
Okay. Well, last game against the Bruins. Maybe that'll be a cool trip to go up to Montreal for. Anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
If I sell a kidney. So there it was. Anyways, yeah, this was the Western road trip. This previous week, a win against the Sharks to start things off, 3-1.
In the Shark Bowl.
Yep, the Shark Tub. Jakob McDonald, first goal of the season, of course, against the Habs, unassisted.
As one does.
Good for him. Overall, kind of a boring game. First period, second period, nothing. There were three power plays for the Habs, 2 for the Sharks. No goals from either team on the power play. And then it was the third period where things went off the rails for the Sharks.
Yes.
With Caden Gooley getting his third of the season unassisted and also a goal for his first game back. Jesse Ilonen with his second of the season. And then Christian Dvorak with his 10th, double digits for Christian. Good for him. I believe that despite all these goals, it's been mentioned many times that Cole Caulfield still leads the team in goals.
Of course. We
can find that. Even though he's been out for nearly, 3 weeks, a month now, give or take.
It feels like really a long time.
Yeah, it does.
Cole has 26, Nick has 21, and then in third place is Josh Anderson with 18.
No shit. Good old Joshy Anderson.
Yeah.
What a guy. I was also surprised to hear that that tonight was his first shootout attempt. I guess he's not.
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw him go on.
Yeah, I was kind of, yeah. And then Brett Burns, too. I was like, wow. I guess they're putting Brett Burns out there for the shootout. He got it, of course. Piece of shit.
I totally forgot about Brent Burns until they mentioned him during the game.
Yeah, and Carolina got him. Like, that should be the player that Toronto gets instead they get who the fuck else. Because another important thing that happened, you know, before us recording tonight is the trade deadline where the Habs did nothing. Zero.
Not nothing.
Comparatively. There were big trades, you know, throughout the league. And anyone that was thinking that the Habs were going to do something like that, you live on the moon.
Benino.
You live on the moon. Further so to that.
Drouin.
Yep.
Anderson.
Edmondson.
Hoffman. Who else? They're all still Habs.
Monahan.
Yeah.
All still Habs.
Yeah, I was mostly surprised about Edmondson, honestly. I thought, like, if of all the players, I was thinking Edmondson might be the one to get shipped out, especially if they could get a first for him. Because getting a third first in this draft, whoo, that would have been nice. My master plan was to take 2 of those firsts and flip them for, like, a guaranteed top 3. If, you know, they don't win the lottery, which would have been awesome. But it doesn't matter. Habs are still in the top 10 race, and that's A-OK by me.
Bottom 10.
That's, yeah, I guess. Why top 10 of the lottery, I suppose. Kind of like- so that's fine by me. I don't know. What's more to do? Let's talk about the games a little bit more.
The night before, I forget what it was, before the trade deadline, Edmondson, after the game, in his after comments, he said, you know, I've told them that I want to stay. And he made this really nice, you know, he made this really nice speech and everything. That people, that's not why he wasn't traded.
Yeah.
It was just circumstance that he wasn't traded. No. And he's happy. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was after. Yeah, unlike Jeff Petrie. Anyways, that was after the Ducks game. Or maybe it was after the Kings game. Yeah, actually. After the Kings game, since the trade deadline was the next day on.
Yeah,
against Anaheim. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the game against the Kings. So the next two games, I could not. Wait, did I watch this one actually? Am I being dumb? Am I a silly Billy? I am a silly Billy.
I've watched them all.
I think I watched one of these. Why can't I remember it? What was I doing? It's one of those questions where, what was I doing in the past 5 days? Oh, no. I was otherwise engaged. So, no, I did not watch this game. But let's see what happened. Josh Anderson, power play goal in the first period. Unassisted, somehow, on a power play. Unfortunately, the Kings would take the rest of the game by the horns. But helped by Alex Eafalo, Gabriel Vilraldi, and then Anze Kopitar.
Habs held their own throughout much of that game.
They still lost 3-2.
Yeah, they still did. But they held their own throughout much of that game.
Which is all to say, this freaking Dennis Jurianov, holy shit.
He's not here to mess around.
No. Like, no. Oh my God. That guy, like him up. For Dadonov? It's a night and day.
Dallas, I don't know what Dallas is thinking.
Like, but. I mean, Arpin Bazu today on Arpin's notebook was saying that Jurianov was rather lackadaisical with Dallas, at least with the last game that he played for Dallas. Like, two or three giveaways, didn't seem committed to the team. Apparently, he becomes a Hab, and he becomes a freaking, I don't know, cannonball. Guy's incredible. I think he's great, especially I think he's still playing on the top line too. I didn't really memorize the line.
Third line, he wasn't not tonight.
Oh third no. Line. Okay, yeah. He was up there with at least the
he was
more than a couple games.
Yeah,
so that was pretty cool. So he gets a goal against the Kings midway through the third, but it was not quite enough to get over the hump, unfortunately. So the Habs lose. Hooray for the tank. That is then followed immediately with the game against the Ducks the next day. This game I watched at McLean's. I enjoyed it quite a bit. And Jonathan fucking Drouin finally scores. Finally. So people can finally stop trying to kill him. I don't get it. The unbridled hate against Jonathan Drouin just drives me nuts. It's just, I don't understand it. Well, maybe I do, but it's just.
I was having a DM conversation with a dear friend, and we were talking about like what it is about.
Like in the woods, or.
Yeah. No, a DM conversation.
Yeah.
That
a dear friend.
A dear friend. D-E-A-R. And it's just like you know, trying to examine exactly what it is like. You know, even after you know, learning like him disclosing. His mental health issues and why he was taking a break and all of these things. And people just still like Habs fans still love to hate him and like, you know, try to be horrible to him and everything. And it's just like, you know, the Habs fans absolutely loathe and despise the coach who took them to the Stanley Cup playoffs, the GM who took them to the Stanley Cup final. And they just loathe these people. And the hatred for Jonathan Drouin, I think it's diminished since we learned about his mental health, issues and everything. But it's just it is really an interesting like why people are like this. Anyway, he scored. He couldn't have been like I couldn't tell who had scored until I saw the player just screaming, and I was just like,
yes.
But yeah, he scored. It's his only score, his only goal all season. You never know what people are going through. I'm so happy for him. And I secretly was hoping he would get traded so that he would leave this fucking cesspit hellhole, hellscape of a fan base, but he didn't. And good for him for being strong enough to stay.
The you should have been with me in Jersey because you would have had quite a conversation with the Jewish Quebecois that was sitting next to me.
Oh, God. Yeah, you told me.
Because that guy was ready to get onto the ice and beat Jonathan Drouin to death anytime he touched the puck. Oh, yeah. Him and his whole family of people were just like, fuck you, Drouin. No. Go back to St. Agathe, you piece of shit. I was like, holy Christ. All right. We're in Jersey.
Dude,
anyways, we won that game.
It's quite something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He even had a 2-point night against the Ducks. Weird. Oh, secondary assists don't.
How many points has he fucking racked up since he came back?
Yeah. Secondary assists don't count, though. According to that guy in Jersey. He was like, yeah, yeah. Well, okay. you look at the stats, you see they're all secondary assists. And I was like, wow. All right.
Sure. For points for the team. So Drouin is third in assists for points in general. 1, 2, 3.
Wait, points in general or assists?
For points overall this season.
And he's missed how many games?
Drouin is seventh in points.
So third in assists.
Third in assists and seventh in overall points.
Cool.
Considering how many games he's missed, that's not too fucking shabby.
Yeah. Habs lose to the Ducks because of the weakness on the penalty kill. Jason Megna, Mason McTavish. Man, that's a name. And Jakob Silfverberg. Yeah, it was the third period power plays for the Ducks that killed the Habs. But Nick Suzuki gets one at the end, but it ends up being 3-2 Anaheim. The tank rolls on. And then the game against the Golden Knights. This is the first time the Habs have played a regular season game in Las Vegas that I have missed.
You mean live. You mean in person.
That's right. In person, that's exactly it. Because usually the whole thing is that me and my mom coordinate, try to figure out, a time to visit. We always try to visit and go to a Habs game at the T-Mobile Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, as they call it.
Which is actually a fun arena.
It is quite fun.
You should go.
Yeah.
It is fun because it is Vegas and it's a
show.
It's a good time. It's a really good time. Vegas score a lot early. Shea Theodore, Ivan Barbashev get two in the first period, followed by Riley Smith in the second period. And then, even though it was 3-0, the Habs said, no, fuck you. Mike Matheson scores. What a player. Mike Matheson has like
love
just
Mike Matheson.
Pivoted completely because beginning of the
we
season.
Are a Mike Matheson appreciation podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Not the beginning of the season. I was like, you know what? Fuck this guy. He was great in the preseason. Afterwards, shit. But now, much better. Way better. Like, incredible. Really committed in this game against Carolina as well. Matheson gets a goal from a feed from off a feed from Drouin. But then it's Ivan Barbashev again with his second of the game. Makes it 4-1 Vegas. Then, man. The Quebecers, including Mike Matheson, Alex Belzile and Raphael Harvey-Pinard scoring within 35 seconds of each other to make it 3-4, with Vegas leading still, but still couldn't get over the hump, and Vegas takes the game. The tank rolls on.
Yes. Also, Phil Kessel was there.
And Philip Kessel was there. That's very cool. I like it when Phil Kessel is around.
Okay, can I mention one thing?
You can.
I wasn't watching that game live because I just decided it's probably not going to be a great game, whatever. We were watching a movie. Mm. And then my son texted me and he's like, the Habs have just made a game of this against Vegas. And so I tuned in and it was right when there was a penalty against Kovacevic. Mm-hmm. Martinez. So Kovacevic made a hit. Martinez retaliated. They fought. There was a fight. And then Kovacevic, I think, got the penalty. And Craig Button was calling this game, or he was doing color on this game. And he lost his shit.
Oh, I bet he did.
He was so pissed off because he said Martinez should have got the instigator and Kovacevic after making a completely clean hit. He was talking about it like three plays later. He was still talking about how pissed off he was.
I love Craig Button because he does not let shit go.
No hairs ever on his tongue.
If anybody fucks around with any defenseman on the Habs, he's like, that fucking piece of shit, that official is an idiot. And just, well, he's not that colorful. But if him and I were doing commentary and cool, man, if him and I were doing commentary for a game, it would be fucking bonkers. Absolute anarchy.
No, and he was still talking about how mad it made him.
Oh my God. And like, and speaking of fucking bonkers,
it was Martinez.
Yeah. We're going to revert back to the trade deadline for a second on Friday, because this game was on Sunday. Yeah, this game, the night's game was on Sunday. Let's go back to Friday for a second. TSN's commercials for Bruce Boudreau.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Were very good.
Amazing.
I was very happy about all of those. Very happy because it's just, I can't believe it. I cannot, like, I just... They really went for it, and they did. The whole Bruce, there it is.
He deserved it. Oh my gosh, man. They were wonderful.
That was really good. Bruce does deserve that, too, because he seems like such a nice guy.
Yeah, like, I want him to be my grandfather so badly. Mm-hmm. Like,
just a wonderful man. Mm-hmm. He's just a natural. My favorite part of all of those commercials that he did was at the very end when he's like, what the fuck have I gotten myself into? And he just looks right into the camera, the face. Yeah. That was the best thing that he did all day. It was so fucking funny. But you know what? He fit right into the panel.
Oh, I bet he did. Oh my God. The guy's like just, he has a wealth of knowledge. It'd be incredible. Really, really
so
incredible.
Good. And very just good communicator.
Absolutely bonkers with the fucking Canucks. What were they thinking?
Madness.
Aquilini's.
Yeah. Anyways. So there's that. Well, that brings us to today, the game against the Hurricanes. Habs start out strong. Belzile and Hoffman make it a 2-0 Habs. Then Jacob with 2 C's, Slavin gets a goal. Jacob Slavin with 2 C's?
Jacob.
Is it really?
I have no idea.
Anyways.
Where's he from?
Missouri. I don't know. Seems like a Midwestern thing.
Jacob with 2 C's.
Erie, Colorado? Yeah, Colorado.
He's American.
I called it. That sounds like a Midwest thing. He's from fucking Colorado.
What about where are his parents from, though?
Oh, fucking.
Like, my daughter is born in Vancouver, but her name is Sofia Catalina.
Yeah, well.
Where's his Wikipedia page?
Okay. Grew up in Erie. No, he's one of these fucking kids too. Slavin grew up in Erie, Colorado with 4 other siblings, Justin, Joshua, Jeremiah, and Jordan.
Oh my Lord.
I hate that. Why the fuck do parents do that shit?
Yeah.
Slavins, like the if they're listening to this podcast, fuck you. They're stupid.
Like the Bens, remember Jordy, Jamie?
They're the guy that adopted the black daughter.
Who?
There was a thing, like, they adopted
the Slavins?
Yeah, they adopted a black daughter, and then, like, there was, like, this whole controversy about it.
The couple have 2 children. Wait a second.
What did you say, Veronica?
He did.
They gave her a J name?
No.
No.
I don't remember what her name is.
Okay.
But they adopted a black daughter, and then I forget, like, apparently the Slavins, like, they said something weird, like, about, like, oh, like because we have a black daughter, blah, 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 blah. This is during, I think, like the George Floyd era.
Canceled. Anyway, the couple have 2 children, a daughter who was adopted during the 2019 Stanley Cup playoffs, as Beth has mentioned, and a son who was born in July of 2020. Dose. Cool. Oh, he won a Lady Bing.
Lady Bing.
Wow.
Must be nice.
Bada bing, bada boom.
He deserve a second look then.
They are a Slavin and his wife, Kylie, are strong Christians.
Yuck.
Kylie Christian. Uh-huh. That's cool. No idea where the parents came from, unfortunately.
Okay.
All right.
Just curious.
I have lost all interest in Yakko with 2 C's Slavin. Who the fuck does that? Oh, it drives me.
It's like Matthew with one T.
No, it's just like just making up fucking names.
Yeah.
Just like I don't we don't anyway.
So apparently it's a Yiddish name of Slavic origin.
That's weird for Christians.
Pilgrim cloak or mantle.
Mm.
What, Slavin?
People convert. I don't know. Listen, anyway.
Or people appropriate, whatever it is.
Brady scores in the second period.
Brady Shea.
Ties it up for the Caroliners. Michael Pezzetta again scores. Freaking madman that he is.
I had him for first Habs goal.
I love him so much.
I was just off.
He's great. Then it's Jesper Fast in the third period to tie it up. Brings us to overtime. Exciting overtime. Well played.
It was great.
Really enjoyed it. And then we get to the shootout. And yeah, it just kept going. Suzuki, Pitlick, and that was it, though. No, wait. Suzuki, Pitlick, and...
I don't think... Did Pitlick score?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pitlick.
Okay.
Yeah.
He scored first.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just Pitlick and Suzuki. That's right.
I don't think...
And Drouin missed.
Everybody else kept missing, and then Kotkaniemi scored.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the fuck ever.
It's so fucking annoying how they always just talk about him whenever he comes to Montreal on the broadcast.
Yeah.
There are other players.
And they're all scumbags. I don't like Carolina. Carolina's on my shit list, including Toronto and...
Right. They need to upgrade their arena very
much. Every Western Conference team. Zero respect.
But Calgary is has said that they're still participating in wearing warm-up jerseys on Pride Night and during their auction.
That's cool.
And our
do they have to announce that? Like,
well, but now they do because a bunch of other teams are backing out. But Justin Merrill, our friend Justin Merrill, who was a Hab for a minute, he and his wife.
Right.
Justin Merrill's now on the Wild. He and his wife are donating. I forget how much he is, but they're making a donation to an LGBTQ two-spirit IA+, etc. Organization.
Good.
And they wanted to make that known since the warm-ups and the jerseys and stuff weren't being worn.
This is so disappointing, man.
Well, it's also a sport owned by white people. I have no faith in it. None. It's going to get worse before it gets better at this point.
I mean, it's so disappointing because they were going to, and now they've backed out of it.
Yep.
Like these fucking cowards, man. They're fucking cowards.
It's all the money line. They figure, if we don't care about gay people, we'll get more money.
They think that we don't watch
the show. No, they won't.
Do you know how many?
They won't.
I think there's more bigots than gay people in the world.
You know, more
especially
gay people
met that like sports. That's just that's my opinion. I'm going to stick with it because I think it's true. Or else they wouldn't have done it. But they got people in the freaking accounting department.
But
what's that?
The biggest
going to be
money.
Here for forever. What? The biggest have the money. But they're not going to be here for forever.
Until they're dead. Yeah, that's what we're going to have to deal with.
But like, I literally have made more queer friends because of hockey.
Good.
If I had a bigot on the podcast, they'd probably say the same thing.
They made more bigot friends.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure. Have you seen Cat Turd on Twitter? Look how many followers they have. Oh, then take away all the bots. Still a lot of people. Yeah. Anyway.
So that shithead, they wrote a piece on that whatever Cat Turd fucking loser in Rolling Stone a couple of weeks ago. And I subscribe to Apple News because Twitter is a completely useless tool for news now. So I just get my news on Apple News, and Rolling Stone is one of the outlets that I get through that. And they wrote a piece on Cat Turd, like an in-depth piece. They researched this guy. He's just this fucking loser, fucking divorced, fucking incel loser, middle-aged asshole who lives in Florida. And, you know, when you look at, I have him blocked, but occasionally I'll go and look at what he's saying just because, you know, just curious when something happens. And he's just such a fucking cult member of Fox News and that kind of shit. He's a fucking loser. And he's Elon Musk's best friend, who happens to be the CEO of Twitter.
Yeah. They're all a bunch of delusional shitbags.
Yes.
Better off without them in the world. Don't care. Don't care. But that's how it goes. So we had a bunch of news in the past.
Really,
week too.
Good people outnumber them. Remember that, please. It's true. Mm-hmm. And we have to hold on to that.
Mm-hmm. We need more of those people to watch hockey.
Yes.
Remember that when we vote. Well, I don't know about within the hockey world, but in general.
Mm-hmm. 2-year entry level contract for Xavier Simoneau. That was a major move before the trade deadline. guys playing with the Rocket currently, I believe. He's only 21.
Yeah, all the moves at the deadline were for the Rocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that one guy who's in Europe?
Mm. So that the 14th edition of the Radio Teledon will be held on March 9th. For those that don't know what the Radio Teledon is, annual fundraising event that supports the efforts of the Montreal Canadiens Children's Foundation to promote a healthy lifestyle among children from underprivileged backgrounds across Quebec. Every other province, fuck off. This is for Quebec. Sorry to say.
Get your own children's.
Yeah, get your own Teledon. God damn it. Speaking of moves for the trade deadline, Canadiens acquire Frédéric Allard from the Los Angeles Kings. He's played 35 games with the Ontario Reign this season. He was traded for Nate Schnarr, for people that remember Nate Schnarr.
No, I mean, I did on trade deadline day.
The name sounds familiar, but I just think of what's his, Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things when I hear his name.
Oh yeah, good call. Nate Schnarr. Yeah,
I think of the Bouillon.
Think of who? Bouillon?
The you know what's that called? The bouillon? The
bouillon cubes.
Yeah, the cubes.
Dave does not cook food.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I don't know. If this is about culinary shit, I don't know. You guys are on another planet.
Zero idea. I want to give Dave a bouillon cube and see if he eats it like candy. Like, oh, what's this?
I once tried to eat this like it was candy. All right. This little ducky here.
Oh my gosh.
Because I thought it was a pharmaceutical at a rave.
Oh my God, David.
Someone gave it to me and I tried to pop it and I bit into it. I'm like, this is really hard. Guy's like, no.
It's candy with a K.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
To wear.
Actually, I finally made some this previous weekend and I gave it out to people. That was fun.
You made candy?
Yeah. Little bracelets.
Oh, sweet.
That was fun. Actually looking up Nate Schnarr because I thought there was something interesting about him that I don't remember. I'm trying to recall what it could be. Nathan Schnarr, according to Cap Friendly, excuse me. So sorry. Oh, this guy's been all over the place. Habs got him from the Devils. Interesting. All right. Maybe that wasn't exactly who I was thinking of. Oh, well. There's that. All right. Nate Schnarr's gone. Hello, Frédéric Allard. And of course, due to that, we had to do a bunch of, what the hell was going on? We had to recall him on an emergency basis before the game against the Knights. And I think he actually played against either.
Because he wasn't supposed to fly out to Montreal until Sunday. And they were like, oh, well, we need somebody and he's here. So come on.
Yeah. Which game did he play? Conscious. Did he play against the Knights?
He played somewhere.
Yes, he did. He did make a. Oh, yeah. He played against the Knights. Two shots on goal. Also, in the game against the Knights, the debut of Jonathan Quick for the Knights, which was a bit of a freaking surprise. Yeah. Fucking Western Conference teams and their goalies, man. Mm-hmm. Quick should have retired a Knight. Just watch.
Oh.
We'll probably trade Carey to the Maple Leafs or something, and then he'll retire with them.
Can we Nightmare show scenarios. Some appreciation for a Western Conference team called the Vancouver Canucks?
No.
Who humiliated The Toronto Maple Leafs on Saturday night.
Yeah.
That is good, but they also fired Bruce Boudreau in the most terrible way you could have even.
Did, but then they made him cry. Went and scored two shorthanded goals.
Ooh.
When they were killing a penalty against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Good.
Two shorthanded goals in the same power play.
Hell yes.
Hell yes. It was fucking funny. Oh. And then they scored another one to win it. And Steve Dangle, God bless him, he did a video in one take. He did his video in one.
That means he was very angry.
Oh, it was completely high-pitched. The entire video was high-pitched. Yeah. I worry about his vocal cords sometimes, my God. But that game was fucking hilarious.
I can't.
After that game, their big trade deadline acquisition.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing with the Maple Leafs, which I hate talking about, is that they've literally traded half of their team in the final fucking 2 months of the regular season. I mean, hey. Playoff teams are different from regular season teams. I get that. And they got playoff players. But you don't have a fucking goalie.
Nope.
Again.
Still don't have a goalie.
Get quick. That would have changed my entire complexion about the fucking... Like, if the Leafs got quick, whoa. Oh my God. Who knows what would fucking happen at that point. Like an actual game-stopping goaltender. Anyway. Fucking idiot team.
Just gonna do what they keep doing.
So Frederick Aloré gets recalled on emergency basis. Then he gets sent down to the Rocket yesterday back down to the Rocket. So good for him. Speaking of yesterday, Jake Allen and Mike Matheson earned the Molson Cup honor for February. Absolutely well deserved.
Yeah.
Because Mike Matheson, man, that soulless motherfucker. Amazing player. Really good.
Yeah.
I love him.
Love him. So fast.
Oh, he really is. And just so smart. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Another weird transaction that happened was that the Habs did another trade deadline thing, acquiring a 2024 fifth round pick and defenseman Tony Sund from the San Jose Sharks after retaining 50% of Nick Bonino's salary in a trade that saw him move to the Pittsburgh Penguins, which means the Habs were a bit of a broker in this trade just to kind of alleviate cap space.
That was the three-way one?
Yeah, the Penguins, what did I just say? Oh my God. The Sharks. The Penguins, Sharks, and the Habs. So there it was. Pretty cool, I guess. And then that was it. That's all they wrote for Hughes and all those guys. There's a whole article about the presser that Hughes gave on Friday, which people can read on the Habs website. Have fun with that. And the last thing to really get into is that paper transactions were completed on trade deadline day for Rafael Javi-Pinard and Jesse Ilonen, meaning that they would be eligible to compete in the AHL playoffs if the Rocket make it. And the Rocket are... fighting for their lives to get into that, too, by the way. They are trailing the Rochester Americans by 1 point to get into the playoffs. And they had they had like a 3 or 4 game stand against the Rocket, too.
Oh, wow.
I mean, against Rochester last week or something like that. And they did pretty well. The Rocket aren't bad, but they're just barely outside of it by the skin of their teeth. So we'll have to see how that works out. Because it would be cool to watch some playoff hockey by some team in one of the wings of the organization here.
Yeah, I've accepted, you know, for many, many months now that the Habs aren't going to be in the playoffs, and I'm totally fine with it. But, you know, when I see, you know, the Senators fans like hoping that their team is going to be in the playoffs, and I do kind of get envious of that sense of excitement. And so, you know what? If we get to watch the Rocket in the playoffs, I'm down.
I can deal with that.
Yeah, I can deal with that.
I mean, hopefully I can go watch a game, too, depending on who they play against.
Totally.
That would be very cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Since we started things a bit late.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's Veronica's daughter's fault. Veronica didn't feed her again, so she rebelled. Hence, that's why we're late. Veronica was too busy on her iPad to feed her children. Very Once sad again, state of affairs.
Fucking iPad.
Fucking iPad.
Her children wanting to be fed.
Yeah. Won't they feed themselves? Beggars. I think this is a charity.
Asshole. Not talking about my kids.
Nah, I had to get the dog picked up, and it just took a while, so we had to start late. That's all it was.
Yeah.
So let's see. So salary retained. I wanted to end on this because now we got three players where there's salary retained for the Habs, and it's finally coming to an end next year. So for this year, we're holding on to $2.5 million from Evgeny Dadonov. I forgot that there was salary retained in that. Apparently, Nick Bonino is another million, and then Carl Alsner. We're still holding on to.
Are we done with Carl?
Yeah, next year we're finally done with it.
Good old Carly.
And that took like 4 or 5 years to do too. Man, oh man.
That was an L.
That's so crazy. And it's one of those ones where it's like Carl Alsner had a great year with the Caps before he got traded. And then he just went to shit. Went to complete shit, but then he was decent for the Rocket.
Wait, exactly.
Yeah,
he
did a great job. And they loved him.
Oh, yeah.
They
great dude, too, man. Oh, yeah. My Lord.
Yeah. Shit happens.
Yup.
Also, our birthday is this week.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
Friday. Yeah, I think yesterday was the Happy Hours Twitter anniversary. That's when we actually made the account and started making things official. But on Friday, I think it's Friday, the Happy Hours
fifth birthday.
Okay, I'll take that.
The 5 years we have had have been such good times. I still love you.
Oh, man.
So if you our new listener and our old listener, thank you for being here with us. It's been crazy.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride. Yeah.
Started, I think we still have like the five listeners who started with us. Have the five listeners who started.
Still have a few people.
So shout out to Mark.
Yep, shout out to all those folks.
Ashley's parents.
Yep, for sure. Dealing with us for the past half a decade. While we hope for the Habs get better.
Oh, my God.
This is all the Montreal media's fault, too. Sons of
bitches. It is. That's why we started this podcast.
It really is their fault.
We're so sick of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. We'll talk about this more next week. We'll have a proper reminiscing about it. Either way, the next game for the Habs, and I thought I had it here. Yes, I do. Next games, against the Rags, the Rangers, on Thursday. I get to see how good Patrick Kane is after he punches all the Cabsies in Montreal.
He's been pointless. He's played either only one or two games. He has been held pointless so far.
Aww, that's too bad. Rematch against the Devils on the 11th.
That's my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday to Beth. Later. And then the Colorado Avalanche on Monday.
The Avalanche.
That must be nice. So that'll happen, and then am I going around? I should be. Depends on what my soccer schedule is. So that's the other thing, too. Soccer's on Mondays. Sometimes the games are early. Sometimes they're late. My game last night started at 9:50.
We got
our shit kicked in.
I got new shit going on at work. Like, I have another new position, so sometimes I have to work on Mondays now. We'll figure it out.
We'll play it by ear.
Yeah.
It's all good. Either way, thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
Like, subscribe, etc. Hope everyone has a nice rest of their week. Go Habs, go. We'll talk to you all later.
Go Habs, go.
Bye. 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 Bye.
No problem.
No problem.